Almost 500 elderly persons housed at the Golden Age Home in Kingston and St. Andrew are now benefiting from 4 newly retrofitted bathrooms at the facility. The initiative, which cost approximately $4 million, has made the bathrooms more accessible and functional for residents. The money was part of a $10.5 million allocation from the Ministry of Labour and Social Security, aimed at assisting the management of the Golden Age Home to achieve its objective of strengthening institutional capacity and improving operational efficiency. The Home for the Elderly and Indigent Citizens falls under the administration of the ministry. General Manager at the home, Laurette Adams-Thomas, says the ministry's effort will aid in improving the lives of the residents at the facility.
Out of that collaboration with the ministry, they decided to assist us by giving us an allocation of about $10.5 million. And from that $10.5 million, approximately $4 million was actually identified to go towards the retrofitting of 4 bathrooms, 2 on cluster D, 1 on E, and 1 on G. And these are the 4 clusters that we would consider to be the weakest of the 8 that are actually there.
The Golden Age Home has been in operation for over 26 years and was established to provide residential care for indigent persons in the parishes of Kingston and St. Andrew. Mrs. Adams-Thomas says the staff is appreciative of the retrofitted bathrooms, given the reduction in the physical strain experienced to assist residents.
The staff has actually voiced their views on it. They feel a little less strenuous in terms of the job. They're feeling a little less strenuous in carrying out their activities. Physically, it is challenging, and as a result of the retrofitting, it has made it much easier for them, not to mention, of course, the residents who now have the flexibility to actually assist themselves a little better as it relates to the bathing process and utilizing the toilet area.
Plans are also far advanced for the acquisition of a generator or standby facility at the home and the reconfiguration of the electrical system to facilitate this generator. It is hoped that these projects will be completed by the end of the current fiscal year. Another initiative being undertaken at the Golden Age Home is its self-proficiency program. Through this initiative, residents are able to grow farm produce for use at the home. So far, $250,000 has been donated to the home by farm workers from the Gebers Farm in Washington State to aid in the effort. Camp supervisor at Gebers Farm, Ian Gale, says the donation came about as a result of an event held in commemoration of the Jamaica 50 celebrations. The event saw persons getting a taste of sumptuous Jamaican jerk pork and chicken, along with other well-known Jamaican food. Mr. Gale says it was well attended.
From that event, we raised some money, which we decided to donate it to a charity in Jamaica. Now, the Golden Age Home was chosen for this charity, and so we decided to help them because they are one of the most vulnerable groups in Jamaica, our seniors, and we just want to give back to our country, and we thought we could do it in that way.
The proceeds from the event were donated to the self-sufficiency program at the Golden Age Home.
It is a really good feeling, and even now we are thinking of if we could do something like this again. To see the smiles and the faces of those persons, the residents at the home, it really gives you a drive to want to do something like this again.
General Manager Laurette Adams-Thomas says this self-sufficiency program will assist in catering meals for the 460 individuals housed at the Golden Age Home.
More than that, we are looking to review the self-sufficiency program as more of an occupational therapeutic program. So we want to have the residents to feel a sense of belonging, feel a sense of worth, to increase their level of motivation. And so when we launched this program, it was much more than the farming aspect of it.
Corporate Jamaica is also being urged to make donations to the Golden Age Home. Call 938-0263 for further assistance.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.